Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Newly released 2018 crime stats from the Montgomery Police Department show the city had less homicides, aggravated assaults, felony sex cases, burglary and property theft, a nearly 2% decrease in violent crime. To see the full report, visit alabamanews.net. The SBI is investigating a deputy-involved shooting in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says deputies were serving a search warrant at a home off Highway 9 near Central when the suspect pulled out a handgun. He says that's when officers shot and killed the suspect. And Prattville police say a man robbed the Trustmark Bank on Cobbs Ford Road yesterday. He was last seen driving a white SUV. If you have any information that can help police find this man, please call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Captain,
I'm more like a petty officer.
Petty for sure.
Uh-huh.
No doubt about that. Our number 272-9228.
Did y'all hear what he just said to me?
What?
I was petty.
No, I didn't say that. I said petty for sure. A petty officer. Petty officer.
He didn't put in the word officer.
Well, are we nitpicking here this morning?
If you think Baron's a turd, call 272-9228 and let him know.
Oh, there, they're all lit up. Our number, 272-9228.
You know what? I'm all you got.
You don't have to tell me I'm a turd. I know. Someone told me a judge may have weighed in on this Maury Davenport deal. So we'll be checking that out.
Well, a judge doesn't need to be weighing in until a judge is asked to weigh in.
They've been asked to weigh in. She filed a lawsuit this morning, my understanding.
Oh, okay.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228.
I wonder where that suit was filed.
No.
She's from Troy.
Wow, this is breaking news.
Break it, baby.
In the last 6 minutes, breaking news. Montgomery officer denied immunity, granted change of venue in murder trial. The Alabama Supreme Court has handed a victory to the defense in the case of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody A.C. Smith. On Friday, the high court granted Smith's petition to order Circuit Judge Greg Griffin's recusal and granted a petition for a change of venue outside of Montgomery County. So he will be outside of Montgomery County. That's I don't know what I think about that.
Well,
They petitioned for immunity. That was denied. So he will be facing trial. He just won't be facing trial in Montgomery County in front of Greg Griffin. I think Greg Griffin did an okay job with that trial. That's a tough, tough situation when you have a high-profile murder case at all, much less a high-profile murder case involving race relations, much less a high-profile murder case involving race relations and police officers. So that's a tough, tough, tall order. So Greg Griffin, I think, did probably the best job he could, but has now lost the case. The case will be transferred. I don't know who. I guess Tom Parker will be assigning that out, right?
Yeah, there's usually an employee at AOC that helps with the recusals.
Doesn't he get sworn in today or tomorrow? Today, I think.
Tom does, yeah.
Yeah. So somebody will help, and we'll figure out where that ends up going, and we'll keep you updated. My guess is it won't go far. It won't go far. All right, 272-9228 if you want to get in. I want to come back to that in a minute, but I want to get to these phone calls because it is Jack Campbell's, not Monday through Thursday. It's Friday. The rules on Friday?
There ain't Nairn Baron.
And we defer to our callers, and when callers are on hold, we take them. We don't ramble, and Miami is no exception.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing this fine, brisk Friday morning?
I am doing well, Mr. Amy. How are you?
I am cold.
Cold? What is it outside? I've not been outside in hours.
It's cold. I'm looking at my thermometer, and it's right around 34 degrees.
I am looking at the Rich Thomas weather app, and it says 49. So where are you, Mr. Amy? Where exactly are you? Indianapolis? Miami?
Well, it sounds like, you know what, I got to go check the address on the house because I'm at the wrong place.
Apparently.
He is from Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense.
Anyways, well, listen, I finally got the News and View goggles.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
They fit all right, but I think you got my prescription wrong.
Oh, no.
Because,
We'll get you dialed in. We'll get you dialed in.
Well, there's a couple terms that that I'm looking at that are blurry to me.
Oh.
And they are eminent domain and non-essential employees.
All right. Talk to me about them.
Well, the eminent domain, isn't that kind of like an easement?
No.
No, it's not.
And with an easement, you still own the property. You just have to grant them access.
Ingress and egress.
Yeah. With eminent domain, the property is actually transferred to another party.
Okay. And, you know, for as long as I can remember, our four borders haven't changed.
What four borders?
In the United States.
No.
United States borders.
Borders have been secure for quite some time.
Yeah, for as long as I can remember, with the history that you guys pulled out this morning, you know, I can't compete with that. But I can just say that I don't remember them ever changing.
Well, they changed when we added Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. All right. Hopefully we're not going to be quizzed on that.
Yes.
Now, the question is with the border wall, that border has been consistent for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So if...
Since the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848, the southern border has been the same.
I tell you what, you're making me smarter by proxy.
You're like an amoeba. You just take it in just being around me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So my question is, it's been there since, what, 1893, you said?
1848.
I guess I'm not picking that stuff up.
Yeah, well, you're close. You just, you know, you're on the phone. If you were in the studio, you'd have it.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Maybe when the video starts, we'll
there
be
you go. Then you'll be in the 1860s, but you'll be 1848 when you actually meet us here. But
okay.
Go ahead.
But the border's been consistent. So putting a border wall up, why would we have to go and pay anybody for that to get the land?
We don't have to pay. Here's why.
The actual landowners. Yes, wherever that line is, let's say I'm standing on the line.
Uh-huh.
I take one step south. I'm in Mexico now.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But here's the problem. A wall takes more than one infinitesimally small point on a chart. You know, a wall. Let's say a wall is 3 feet wide. You gotta condemn those 3 feet. You can't build it on Mexico's side, so you're gonna need to condemn the 3 feet on the American side. Plus, you're gonna need to condemn a little bit extra area for border maintenance, to survey it, to go up and down. So you're gonna have to condemn all of that land by eminent domain and take it and own it.
All right, and the landowners down there speaking of the fact that it's gonna affect their livelihood because I can't get to my property. Well, that property is not part of the United States. They're not paying taxes on it.
Oh, are they claiming the Mexican property is theirs as well?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, the cattle goes back and forth. I mean, I hear that on the news. And there's some rental property.
Is that where we get carne asada when the cattle's over in Mexico grazing?
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. I got you. I didn't know that our American cows were grazing in Mexico.
Well, I think they have a passport stamped on there.
I was wondering how that worked.
Yeah.
They're vacas when they're down in Mexico, Jack. Vacas.
A lot of them end up dead, though.
Yeah, well, they get the runs. Don't you get the runs when you drink water in Mexico?
Depends.
I understand what you're saying. You've got some concerns of why this stuff hasn't already... I mean, ultimately what you're saying is, why hadn't this stuff already been done, right?
Exactly.
The border's been the same since 1848, yeah.
Or do we have to rely on Mexico to build that wall on there? I mean, is that why the money was sent down to them?
Well, maybe. Part of me wonders. Here's why it wasn't done. You know, prior to the advent of the welfare state, there was really no incentive to get up to the United States. Some people migrated across, but, just for the same reasons that people came from Europe or whatever. They just migrated over here. But once we had a welfare state, all of a sudden there were a ton of benefits that attached to being a United States citizen. And so you wanted to get your child in here for Social Security benefits, for Medicaid benefits, Medicare benefits, public schooling benefits, higher education benefits. There are all these benefits that attach with just having an American passport. And so there was a rush to get people up here. Well, as they rushed to get up here, they realized, wait a minute, it's pretty nice up here, right? You don't get killed by cartels. You make a little bit more money. I had to call my brother Steve, or not Steve. What would they be? What's the Mexican equivalent of Steve? Diego
Esteban
Diego. Down in Mexico City, and get him up here as well. And so it became sort of a race. And then all hell broke loose after the '60s. After the New Deal, not the New Deal, but the Great Society, all hell breaks loose. And by the mid-80s, we got millions of illegal immigrants, and everybody sits around and agrees, okay, we need to do something about this. We need to do something. See, this is a relatively recent problem. It's a relatively recent problem that you're being flooded with more immigrants than you can keep track of who's coming and going. Prior to that, it didn't really matter. I mean, we had immigration laws, but they were pretty lax. I mean, people sort of came over.
Yeah,
but once you start attaching all of these benefits with just merely being an American citizen, there's all the incentive in the world to wander across the border, especially if you're pregnant or of childbearing age, because then your child becomes by birth an American citizen, and you get to anchor in. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, that clarifies that. I'll tell you that came into focus. The non-essential employees.
Mm-hmm.
My whole experience has been in the private sector.
Okay.
And I work for an organization down in South Florida that probably employed over 800 employees.
All right.
Now, I was responsible for them, and I don't remember. I mean, I remember part-time. I remember full-time, even a subsection of salaried hourly. I never had an opportunity to employ any non-essential employees.
Well, you know what you did with non-essential employees? You fired them.
I guess that was the term. You're fired. I love that term because of course, our President Trump. Yeah. I hate using it, but sometimes you have to.
If you don't work in government, the phrase non-essential employees doesn't mean much. If you do work in government, it means a lot. And a non-essential employee is basically the world will continue spinning on its axis if that person doesn't show up. All hell breaks loose if that person doesn't show up. Here's another way to do it. You know, you get 12 weeks time off, right, under the federal law. You get 12 weeks family medical leave, FMLA, family medical leave.
That's
you get 12
a great
weeks annually.
Gig.
Yeah. If you can take that 12 weeks and nobody will really know you're gone, you know, nobody really has to do too much extra work around the office. Nothing really goes too far off course. They don't really have to hire anybody to replace you. You know, maybe they go get a temp, part-time to help clean up a little bit behind you. But if you can take those 12 weeks, now you're entitled to them under law, and I don't fault anybody who needs to take them for taking them. But if you can take them and all hell doesn't break loose in your wake, you're probably a non-essential employee. And if you're in the private sector, your job should be at risk.
If
you're in the public sector, your job's not at risk because you got due process rights and they can't do anything about it. But.
And the shutdown's only affecting the private sector anyways with the subcontractors. I mean, the furloughed government employees, they're still going to get their back pay even if they're not working.
Yeah.
And the ones that are working are going to get paid.
I saw a whiny-ass story in the AP today about up in Huntsville and how terrible it is in Huntsville because the whole city runs on federal government money. Well, maybe we ought not run on entirely on federal government money. You know, we had this discussion yesterday about federal employees who have to feel the pain of what us private sector people have to feel every now and then when you have to miss a paycheck or you get fired or you know, your business just comes to you and says, well, we want you to keep working here and we'll have money to pay you next week, but I know today's the 15th. We just don't have payroll money. Can you hang with us till the 20th when we get paid and then we'll pay you? I mean, that happens in the private sector. I'm not saying anywhere I've ever worked. Maybe. But it happens where they go to you and say, you're not going to get a paycheck on the 1st. It might be the 3rd or the 4th. And sometimes it's the 5th or the 7th. And you know what? That's what the private sector deals with. Government employees don't have any concept of that.
Yeah. And finally, I can make a musical contribution. You know, isn't there a song out there, Welcome to the Real World?
Jack?
I don't know.
Welcome to the Real World. It's not What She Does to Me by the producers, is it? Oh, no, that's the song. Welcome to the Real World? I'll look it up.
We're checking it right now.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for the technical support. These goggles are working fine.
2020, Miami.
I would recommend all your loyal listeners and Texas to go ahead and get these things, man. They're wonderful.
Great goggles. 2020, he said.
Yeah.
Is that a John Mayer song?
What?
Welcome to the Real World.
I don't know. Who is it?
Last thing before you.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, although I am disappointed that the Jack Campbell from Mayer shirt's on back order.
I know, I am too.
Yeah, you should talk to Baron about that.
Let me send a quick text and get that checked. Can I get a status on those 40 Jack Campbell from Mayer shirts? Send. All right, we got that text message en route. Thank you.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Likewise.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On the Maury Davenport situation, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. There's a reason I'm doing this spot right now. 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. Cole Plumbing, been in the plumbing business right here in Montgomery for over 40 years. Over 40 years, Cole Plumbing. And here's why I bring it up. Because this was a whole pile of crap around this Maury Davenport deal. The AHSAA is a big steaming dump.
Baron.
And a judge has gotten it right. Pike County Circuit Judge Sonny Reagan has granted an emergency motion and rules. Charles Henderson player Maury Davenport can play tonight in the game against Carroll. Pike County Judge Sonny Reagan.
He's really from Coffee County.
Well, but
it's in that circuit.
Yeah, it's the same judicial circuit.
It's Pike.
Sonny Reagan got sworn in yesterday. How about this being the first case you handle as a judge? He got sworn in yesterday at 4 o'clock. And this morning, he's handling the biggest case in the state.
How does he make that determination so quickly?
Well, they filed the emergency ruling, the emergency motion this morning. So he granted it this morning. And then he granted it, and then she can. That's great. I wasn't even going to mention that Sonny Reagan got sworn in yesterday. I'm really, really happy he's there to do that. Really happy he's there to do that. News release about the judge's ruling says Davenport is eligible to play pending a hearing in Reagan's courtroom. The AHSAA, evil steaming pile of crap, offered this response about the lawsuit. We're aware of the litigation and in discussions to formulate an appropriate response, spokesman Ron Ingram said. Ron Ingram, the response is, we're going to stop being a steaming pile of crap and we're going to get out of the way and let the young lady play. Good for Sonny Reagan. Good for Sonny Reagan. On many, many points, good for Sonny Reagan. Randall.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't like she got the money from Nike or something, or college. I mean.
She got it from the federal government, an agency of the federal government, who she called and asked, am I allowed to take this? And they were like, yeah, no, why wouldn't you be allowed to take it? You know, yeah, we checked it out.
But one of my buddies got another problem, so we're going to stick you with this in a little while. But
yeah,
you ain't going to say.
That's the rest of the story that'll probably come out later.
Yeah. All right. And for Miami, on that, for some reason, that wall. All right, the wall that's built now actually is on Mexico side, what we got built now. So when they cross over, they are still into Mexico when they drop over the wall. So they're that's why it's supposed to be easy to put them back, because they're not really in America when they come over the wall. Down there where they're moving it, I heard Trump talking to a rancher yesterday, and he did. This rancher is not the one with the land problem, but he does know the folks. And he says, if you'll just move the wall closer to the river, then I think we can solve the problem with one of them. So it's something to do with a tenant. They calling them tenants. I don't know if they're actually from Mexico and living on their property and they don't want the water to buy them, or what the thing is, but they are going to push it on one of the properties. They're going to push the wall closer to the river. I do know. I do. Trump did say, write that down. When that man said that, Trump said, write that down. He looked at whoever said, but anyhow, it is. The wall is crazy how it's built. So I guess he's going to have to fight Mexico and our people, I reckon, what it looks like. They're not going to let him build it on their side at all, none of the new wall. So, and like you say, it takes up so much, but I don't know. Anyway, he did say write that down, so they may push it over some, and thank goodness the judge got it right. I hope y'all blow out that stadium. I hope everybody's down there to watch that girl ball out tonight. And then after the night, though, will she have to see the judge again before they were instated for good?
Well, yeah, the way these emergency hearings work, just legally, he can set a hearing. Now, if he's smart, he'll set the hearing for around April. If he's smart. But, yeah, there'll have to be a hearing at some point. But the emergency order just lifts the ban temporarily. It basically enjoins them from being able to block her from playing. So she'll be able to play tonight. I don't know. Is she playing at Charles Henderson tonight, or is she going to Carroll?
It's called the stadium name.
Oh, home name. Tonight's home game against Carroll. I hope they pack it out.
I do, too. Y'all blow that place out, Troy. Every college student, they ought to give everyone a free ticket. Let them all come on. Just pack it out, let them ball, man.
Oh, people from Montgomery should go down there and watch it.
Man, I can't wait. Maybe somebody do it live on Facebook.
All right, appreciate it. Actually, don't we have through the Bama Country, Randall, if you're still listening, I think the Bama Country website or the Bama Country, I think it's the website, has somebody that follows high school sports around here, and you can watch some of them live. I don't know if that's just football or if they do basketball as well. But the Bama Country website, I know they teamed up with this organization. It's not on our station, so I don't pay. I just remember hearing about it just from working here. Good for her. Judge restores Maury Davenport's eligibility. Congratulations, Circuit Judge Sonny Reagan. Boy, that sounds good. Our number 272-9228. Riley Manning, he's not a circuit judge. He's an artiste. He'll paint your house inside, outside. He'll use trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other folks. Riley Manning is an absolute stud. This guy is the best of the best. 50 plus years in the business. He's the painting contractor all the other painting contractors want to be when they grow up. And all you got to do is get them on the horn, 799-1284. 799-1284. And you can check them out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. Randall, we're efforting right now whether or not you'll be able to watch that game online tonight or on television somewhere. I hope so. I hope someone will live stream that if it's not available on the high school sports partner there on the Bama Country website. 11:30, call Riley Manning, 799-1284. We'll be back. Got down to the gate and I was dreaming of the night. Would it turn out right? How to tell you, girl, I want to build my world around you. Tell you that it's true.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more day of sunshine today. Mostly sunny, not quite as cool, with a high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, the clouds return. Overnight, low temperature down to about 38. I think we stay dry tonight, but tomorrow, showers become likely, especially by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, and tomorrow night, with a high on Saturday in the mid-50s, the low Saturday night, 47, and there could be a leftover shower or two, perhaps. First half of the day, Sunday, with a high around 57, and then windy and colder as the new week begins on Monday, with a high temperature barely up to about 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
After 11 o'clock. What was it, Carolyn? Montgomery Sports Network? You can check that out, Randall, and see if they'll be carrying it tonight. Montgomery Sports Network. I don't know if Pike County's a little out of our area or not, but apparently you can follow high school sports on the Montgomery Sports Network. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Guys, the after holiday shopping is fantastic because, like other places, many retail establishments sort of a little quicker to negotiate. Maybe drop those prices a little quicker right after the holidays. When you get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, you'll see everything I've been telling you about. You'll see antiques, you'll see furniture, you'll see clothing, you'll see knickknacks, pictures for the walls, plates, dishes, cast iron, cookware. There's so much over there. So much over there. Books, antique magazines, back issues of various magazines. They have a vinyl record collection that's incredible downstairs. You been down there? The Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall vinyl record collection. I think it's booth 91 downstairs. They do such a good job. So while you're there, browse and then tell me how much you liked it. I know you like it. I go there all the time. One of my favorite places to just wander around when I have an hour or two to kill. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. To recap the news, Circuit Judge Sonny Reagan of Pike County has ruled that Maury Davenport can play this evening. His order reads verbatim, go to hell, AHSAA. No, that's not the order. That's not what it says. It just said she could play, pending a hearing. Jack, that was funny. You're supposed to laugh when I say funny things.
That wasn't funny.
Oh. Try to be funny?
I'm really happy she gets to play, though. That's great.
Yeah. 1,500 miles of snow this weekend. A sprawling snowstorm going from Denver to New York City.
Don't you love it?
Yeah. Don't you love living in the Southeast so you don't have to deal with it? Big cities in the path of the storm. Denver, Kansas City, St. Louis, which is just going to get murdered. That's going to be like the depth of the hell right there, St. Louis. Indianapolis, Louisville, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Washington, and Baltimore. St. Louis will see the most snow from the storm, with up to 8 inches or moss.
That's cool.
You like snow?
Once a year.
Ugh, it's the worst. You like it? Mm-hmm. Once a year? Mm-hmm. But just like, you like Alabama snow that melts that afternoon or the next day.
Yeah.
You don't like Indiana snow.
I don't like ice, you know, when the, like we get that icy rain.
Let me tell you, the year we lived in Pennsylvania, it started snowing around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving break. We didn't come home for Thanksgiving break because we're so far away. Wife and I are walking downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania. We look up and there are snowflakes coming through the sky. And we were so excited, having lived in Alabama for a little while. We were so excited and we talked to all our friends over there. We said, look at this beautiful snow. We start dancing around in the snow in the middle of downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And then we notice we're the only two dancing around in the snow. And all the others are like, oh, hell, it's here. And then it melted around Easter. That's the next time we saw grass was around Easter. That is a insufferable condition, being snowed on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Tom Baudette, he'll keep the light on for you. Tom Baudette?
Yeah, sure. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm not dancing around in the snow.
Don't.
I'm happy about that.
Don't. I learned quick, after about a week and a half, I learned why the locals had that all hell look on their face while my wife and I were dancing around downtown Carlisle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. The last time I spoke with you guys, you were talking about a song, The Kentucky Woman, and who was the ones that did it the best.
Yeah.
And I made a suggestion.
Okay.
I wonder if you ever had a chance to listen to it.
Which one?
Kentucky Woman by Deep Purple. You did?
No, we have not listened to it, but we will rectify that situation at the next break.
All right. We'll keep the light on for you, and I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thank well, thank you so much,
Tom.
I love that people follow up with us to make sure we did what they asked.
I think we did kind of listen to it. We didn't play it.
We didn't play it over the air.
No,
I think we listened to it in the studio.
We did.
Yeah,
but we always do that.
But that doesn't count as listening to it because we want everybody
you're right.
Yeah, everybody needs to be exposed to Kentucky Woman by Deep Purple. Jack.
You don't want to be exposed in this kind of weather, though.
Red Top.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that Deep Purple Kentucky Woman is good. I like Deep Purple anyway.
Well, we're about to fire it up in mere moments.
Good. That's back before you were born up. Then I was thinking of last night on our after sunset and that beautiful Cheshire Grin on the moon. Did you see it?
You know, last night?
Last night, the moon had the biggest Cheshire Cat grin on it.
I know, and I did not see it. I hate when I miss a good moon. I love the moon. I love the moon.
I can come by later today and take care of that.
You want me to see the moon?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to look at that moon.
But the reason why I say that is I've done a lot of big houses in Pike Road, and the view of the western sky right after sunset in Pike Road in that whole area of town is stunning. The planets just pop out as soon as the sun goes down. And, you know, that's when you view the planets right after the sun goes down or right before the sun comes up. And so I don't know if your house faces west, and I know you have a house up. 100 people in your house to feed every day. So I could understand why you didn't see the moon last night, but it is certainly beautiful. That's one thing I really like about the Pike Road area is the sunsets and the sky.
You know,
it's so flat.
I watch in Pike Road, and I have done this now for years, as I walk the dog in the evenings or I'm outside in the evenings or coming home after dark, I'll watch the procession of Orion starting in September, October-ish, and as Orion comes alive each night laying on his back in the western sky, or the eastern sky, rather, and then over the course of the winter, he'll get upright. He's about upright right now. And then as he leaves for the spring, he'll be face down heading west. I love watching Orion. It's just absolutely beautiful.
And you have to admit, from where you're at, is a great location. Doesn't seem to be artificial lighting affects it that much. So.
If you're looking east, like our house faces west. Our house faces west. If you're looking east, there is almost no artificial pollution blocking the sun. You can almost see in Orion's belt, you can almost see the little blur of the galaxy. But if you're facing west, you lose a lot of that effect.
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful part. And when the sky's clear, it's really, really nice this time of year. We have mayor's election in July, don't we?
Are you going to run?
August.
Are you running, Red Top? I mentioned that last time.
We're having mayor's election in July.
August.
August.
We have no
news or information. Nobody seems to be interested in running for mayor of this town.
Oh, there's some people that are going to run. J.C. Love, Archer Davis, Stephen Reed, David Woods, Elton Dean.
And all these people announced?
Elton Dean just announced the other day. David Woods has told
everybody. Yeah, that's the only one I've heard announced.
Yeah, David Woods has told everybody who he comes in contact with he's running. Stephen Reed has basically told everyone he knows he's running.
Oh, so. Stephen Reed is going to introduce a celebrity at Alabama State University here.
Who?
Before long. Angela Davis.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Oh, he's going to introduce a celebrity?
Yeah, Angela Davis.
Who's Angela Davis?
Oh, Angela Davis. Wasn't she Jefferson Star or something?
Hmm. No, she was a riot maker.
She was a riot maker. She is an American political activist, academic, and author. Emerged as the prominent counterculture activist in the 1960s, working with the Communist Party USA.
An avowed communist. And
of which she was a member until 1991. Also a member of the Black Panther Party during the Civil Rights Movement. This is who he's announcing?
He's going to introduce her. She's speaking at ASU.
Why is ASU having a member of the Communist Party
speak?
Well,
why don't you ask him?
Well, I want folks to put in perspective the Black Panthers got a bad rap. They actually had very good intentions, but they didn't really cause much trouble. And they were
Hold on. He's a judge, right? Stephen Reed's a judge, probate judge at Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Firearms purchased by Angela Davis for personal security guards were used during the 1970 armed takeover of a Marin County, California courtroom in which four people were killed. She was prosecuted for three capital felonies, including conspiracy to murder, but was acquitted of the charge.
Now, I don't know that that's just a rumor that he's going to introduce her at ASU.
Wow, this is going to be quite interesting. I wonder how much our news will cover it. Probably not at all.
Well, it'll be covered here, believe me.
Why is he introducing an avowed communist and someone who provided guns that were used to kill four people in a courtroom? The irony could not be more delicious.
Yes, I guess that's Alabama politics for you guys.
Well, that shows his judgment, doesn't it?
Yes. You guys have a great weekend. I know there's other people who want to talk, but it's going to be beautiful except for a little rain. So y'all be careful. Drive safe. Don't get caught.
Grazie.
See you later.
See you. Notice he stopped saying Roll Tide after the humbling.
Well, he could still say it.
Carolyn gave me the stink eye. Holy mackerel, she gave me the stink eye. Cooper.
Hey.
Hey.
I had an idea that might solve two problems with one action.
What's that?
How about if we build a wall out of spent nuclear fuel rods?
Okay.
And what does that do?
Well, you know, we got a problem trying to figure out where to store those things. We just put them all along the border. I don't think anybody would get within a mile of it.
Well,
I don't know.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't.
Well, yeah.
I'm still laughing at wasn't she on the Jefferson? That was a good one.
Who are you talking about, Angela Davis?
Angela Davis.
Oh, we're talking about
I like Barron said, was she on the Jefferson?
I didn't want Barron. I don't know anything about Angela Davis.
Okay. Right. Hey, you guys have a good day.
Thanks. No, I heard that last night.
Spent nuclear fuel rods was his suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many spent nuclear fuel rods he thinks are laying around out there in a mountain in Utah.
I don't either.
Isn't that where they store them, Utah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. But not enough to make a 2,000-mile-long border wall. Every now and then, guys, every now and then, I'm speechless at the end of a telephone call.
Really?
Yeah. That is one of them. ASC Credit Union never leaves me speechless. Well, sometimes they do. Their service is so good, you walk out of it, you're like, I can't say anything. I mean, you can't add anything to that. ASC Credit Union is dynamite. Dynamite day in, dynamite day out. They have new and used car loans that are as competitive as anything you'll find. Way more competitive than if you just walk into the dealership and say, let me get a loan. The rates are just fantastic. They got credit card rates. They got so much going on over at ASC Credit Union. Their savings rates are fantastic for the CDs there to, you know, lock your money up for, you know, 6 months or a year, 2 years, and you get a great return on your money. A lot going on at ASC Credit Union. When you have the opportunity, go by one of their 9 convenient locations right here in the River Region, or after you are an account holder, go by one of the 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Do a little banking at a credit union. Donald Trump, less Wall Street, more credit union. Remember that? Less investment bank, more credit union. Well, I agree. Go to ASC Credit Union for your credit union needs right around here. You'll love them, I promise. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lenders. Jack Campbell?
Maren, why is Joey doing yoga in our studio?
I don't know. Is that what the kids are calling that these days? It's yoga? We had other euphemisms when I was a young man.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Their resumes are killer, but their social skills are lacking. Listen to what the University of South Alabama is doing to ready them for the workplace. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. It's 9 minutes to the top of the hour.
Why did you say welcome back in?
Because they're coming back in to News and Views out of the break.
But they're all just welcome back to News and Views.
They're back in to News and Views. They're getting into it. You guys will wake up tomorrow. You'll have a new Chief Justice. Tom Parker is going to be sworn in. I'll get to that in a second. And more. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. Baron, who is this Cornerstone Managing General Agency? It is the expert organization right here in the River Region when dealing with employee benefits. If you have employee benefits, there's a high likelihood you're paying too much for them. You or your employee are paying too much for them. Stop with the hassle. Stop with the hassle and just focus. Focus on getting in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Just focus. What? Oh, I know what you're going to say. Don't say it on the air. Focus, but don't say it on the air. Get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 356-1502. 356-1502. is the number. You made me lose my train of thought when you said funny jokes in your head.
I didn't
say. You had the look on your face, and I knew exactly what you were thinking of because it's a great punchline.
Karen doesn't know it.
You don't know that joke? The focus joke?
No, we'll tell you the
break. Yeah, we'll tell you the break. It's pretty good. It'd be good enough to make Jack snort. We hadn't even told it. Joey, do you know the focus joke? Okay, this is going to be
my father told me that joke when I was a kid, and I didn't understand it for like 5 years.
Got it now.
Got it now.
U.S. withdrawal from Syria is underway. Congratulations, Mr. President. Don't listen to neocon John Bolton. Or Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who suggested earlier this week U.S. troops would remain in Syria for at least a little while longer. No, sir. The Associated Press reports this morning that the U.S. has begun the process of removing 2,000 soldiers from an ill-fought, terrible strategic and tactical error going on in Syria. Oh, I added that to the story. Excuse me. You know what the U.S. defense contractor's motto: if you can't bomb brown people, who can you bomb? So let's get out of there. Stop bombing indiscriminately brown people on the other side of the world in order to make money. Get out of Syria. Well done, Trump. Well done, United States of America. I told you this guy can be trusted. 2 years in, hadn't started a single war, and has not only not started a single war, destroyed ISIS, getting out of Syria. Hopefully he'll get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's denuclearized the Korean Peninsula. This is why your globalist corporatist whores don't like him. This is why they don't like him. Jack, I got good news.
What is your good news, Baron?
Gas prices have plummeted another 7.5%. Gasoline
well, you
prices.
Know that means we need to raise the gas tax in Alabama.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, you're going to.
It fell 4.2% last month. It's down another 7.5% in December. This is great.
Energy. It's good for domestic folks.
It's good for everybody. It's a tax cut. When you go and you know, I mean, you're going to drive what you're going to drive.
No, but I'm talking about an oil producer in like West Texas.
That's tricky.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Well, that's tricky because the total energy index fell 3.5% in December following a 2.2% decline in November. Here's the problem. If gas prices get too high, if oil prices get too high, alternative energies become marketable.
Right.
Right? Marketable. So you can go out there and you can sell wind and you can sell fracking and you can sell natural gas or you can sell biodiesel. If oil prices per barrel get too high, so they're making a whole bunch of profit in the meantime, but then all of a sudden, they get undercut, and nobody wants their services anymore. So they have to shut down all their wells. And then all the other things become unprofitable, and oil, once again, at a low price, becomes profitable. And so people switch back over to oil. And so it kind of, free market, competes back and forth with each other and keeps prices honest. I've been told the sweet spot is between $30 and $60 a barrel. Between $30 and $60 a barrel. That keeps alternative energies on the sidelines, but keeps oil prices high enough that people can profit and keep their lines open. Perhaps more critically, Jack Campbell, CPI is now back below 2%, lessening the likelihood of an unnecessary rate hike. So that's good. That's good. That's good. What?
I'm just looking at Joey. Oh. Can't take him seriously.
Trump closer to declaring an emergency. 800,000 workers won't get paid. 800,000 workers allegedly won't get paid today. This marks the first paycheck anybody will miss. Why is that important? One of Joey's future girlfriends, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says on Twitter that a man came to her, a federal employee, crying that he'd missed three consecutive paychecks. The reality is that was 2 days ago she said that. She's a liar. But she's a Democrat, so I repeat myself. The reality is federal workers will miss their first paycheck today. Today. That's your future girlfriend, right?
Maybe.
She gives Joe Biden, not Biden, but Lieberman heartburn.
Why is that?
He says, I just hope this is not the future face of the Democrat Party.
Is that what he said?
He sure
Now, hold on. This is the Joe Lieberman who is now a registered foreign agent for... hold on. I don't want to say the wrong country. I got a country in mind.
Well, don't trash Lieberman. He's very...
No, I'm trashing him because he is now a registered foreign agent for the Chinese government, I believe.
Mm.
Is that not true?
I don't know.
Isn't XHE or whatever that's called? What's ZHE? What's the telecom
Would you
company?
Quit pissing on my story and let me finish
well,
it?
Well, he's a globalist.
But he was a very reasonable Democrat when he served.
He was, and now he's a reasonable foreign agent for the Chinese government.
But he was asked about her, and he said, he said she is too left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Is what he said.
And I'm not going to crap on your story.
Okay.
But I'll just add one more piece to it. It's estimated his contract is worth $20 million
for
the year.
Well, good for him. Anybody with a wife named Hadassah deserves $20 million a year.
You think he goes through a lot when he gets home?
You know,
I had this conversation with somebody yesterday.
You know, what's her favorite wine? Where are we going to dinner?
I don't know. I liked old Lieberman until I found out he was a registered foreign agent of the Chinese government now working for, is it ZHE? What's that chip manufacturer they have that makes telephones? And Trump said we can't use them at all anymore.
Huawei?
No. Not
the chip manufacturer.
It's the, oh gosh. Of course, you can't find anything on it because it's been basically blacklisted from the news.
Everybody who used to be in government is now making money off the government. Bob Riley, Haley Barbour, probably Sam Nunn in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
They all get contracts when they leave. That's part of the deal of running.
ZTE.
Okay, yeah.
Watchdog Groups wants Lieberman to register as a foreign agent for ZTE.
See where we go. We bring up your girlfriend and see where this goes.
I know.
Well,
she's not my girlfriend. Thank
Ocasio-Cortez.
Can you imagine
Alexandria
shrill
Ocasio.
Thing being?
Well, and me as a shrill libertarian, her as a crazy socialist. That doesn't mix.
You'd be like globalist Mary Madeline and globalist James Carville.
Yeah,
people
maybe.
People wondered how that worked, and now that I've explained the difference between globalism and nationalism, people are like, "Oh, that makes sense."
Right.
They're on the same party.
Mm-hmm.
They just disagree on abortion. Basically.
But I'm not a populist either, so there's that, too.
I told you about the original populist nationalist document, didn't I?
Yeah, the Declaration of Independence.
We the people. The Constitution. We the people of the United States.
No, the Constitution was a coup by the global commercial interest.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
They didn't follow the process in the Articles of Confederation, and they centralized more power. And really, the Articles were working pretty well, but not for certain merchants.
Jack got mad at me earlier because I didn't do something, and I'm going to rectify the situation.
So to speak.
When there's trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
When I did the Cole spot earlier, I forgot that part.
And I chastised and I said, I didn't get to say call on Cole.
Joey, you got a big weekend planned?
Not really.
Watching the Hoosiers tonight at 6?
No. That's your thing. I'm not copying you.
Can you imagine?
Jack, watching the Hoosiers tonight at 6?
I couldn't think of anything.
Fox Sports 1. Watch along. I'll be watching with you. Actually, I won't. I'll be back. Actually, I will.